trial and error. It's not the day to it, or we saw Friedman.
This week's Parsha, we have at the end of Parsha's Boy, the first time is mentioned the mitzvah of tefillin. V'hoye lo'ois al yodcho lezikuroin bein einecho. So today I want to speak about, into some inyan, that there is a halucha in Shulchan Aruch about Hilchas Tefillin, which almost nobody is keeping. And we need to ask ourselves why. In Simen Chof Hei, Paskins the Machaber as follows. Yeniach Tefillin bebeisoi. You're supposed to put your tefillin on in your house. Yelech lovish betzitzis emichta betfillin lebeis haknesis. And then you should walk to shul with your talis and your tefillin on. And the Makofnis Machaber writes the Beis Yosef is from a Zoya HaKudosh, a very strong lushen from the Zoya HaKudosh. Surach shiyehei lovish tzitzis v'tfilin b'tzeisoi mipesach beisoi lebeis haknesis. You need to wear your thousand tfilin from when you leave your home. Iman da'ayil lebei kenishta. And somebody who comes into shiel, v'loit tfilin b'reishe v'tzitzis b'levishe, without his talis and tfilin on, Va'oma eshtacha ve'el heichal kodshecha b'yirosecha. Kidsha b'richi oime. The Rabbi Shem says about such a person, Anhi moirui, where is my moira? He just said, eshtacha ve'el heichal kodshecha b'yirosecha. Where's his yira? He hasn't got his talis and tefillin on. V'du asid Sahadisa de Shikra. And this person is giving an Eidus Sheker. He's saying, Eshtach v'lehechel kodshcha b'yirosecho. And he hasn't even got his talis and tefillin on. So this is a Zoya Kodesh, which is brought lehalucha in the Mechaber. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Negeya for us, that if we dwell amongst Goyim, and it's difficult to go with your talis and your tefillin on the street, or the streets are not clean. So then, lo yeniach tefillin ad boye lechutz beis haknesses. Don't put your talis and tefillin on at home, but before you come into the shiel, in the chutz from the shiel, that's where you should put your talis and tefillin on. Shom yeniach tefillin koidem kenisus lebeis haknesses lekayim divrei hazoya. And the same thing is paskened in the Mishabrira. Havia beis Yosef adake Moshe b'shem Azoya, she inyan gudel, says the Mishabrira. If you know you're going to go on roads where it's not clean or amongst goyim, yenichem b'chotze beis haknesses. Vimi efshe yenichem b'beisoi, v'yachasem b'koyvud, or put them on at home and cover them up with your hat or whatever. So this is a beferisha halucha, the paskind in Shulchan Aruch, the Makaf in Azoya Kudish, very strong words, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Mishnah Brira, and it's quoted in many, many Svorim. And yet, for some reason, we don't see that people are makpid on it. Mamish yechidim echad ba'ir, that one sees people are makpid. And we need to ask ourselves why. Rabbi Yisroel Shklov was one of the greatest Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, on the famous Gedolim 200 years ago. And in his Sefer, O Yisroel, he asks this, already Bismanoi, Dove echo tomia be'enai. There's something which is tomia be'enai, v'loi matzusi li raya, loi begemura, v'loi bepaskim. And he says, this phenomenon, that people are not being makpid on this beferish halucha, right, Rabbi Yisroel Shklov, I can't understand it. And I've looked all over to try and find some reason why they are not being makpid on it. Haloya Beis Yosef, Hevi Shaderech HaNachoyin, and he quotes the Zoya Kodesh. And then he carries on and he says something very interesting. Eva Medina Zi, I suppose he's speaking about litter, Medina Zi, Hashatz oymed lifnei ateva ad borech she'oma belit tzitzis v'tfilin. Not only the oylem are not putting on thousand tfilin as it should be, but even the shliach tzibba is not even wearing thousand tfilin until borech she'oma. This is every day. This is how they behave. And he says, I asked many people, what's the pshat in this? And nobody could give me a clear answer. When I asked the Rabbunim said to me that they heard over from Hagun Amafisim, Reb Moshe ben Reb David, Shoyosof, Yom of Marbis Torah, Bekilik Dosha Vilna, that he would say about this, says the Torah, Al Tifni el Ha'oivos ve el Ha'yidoinim. Al Tifni el Ha'oivos. That this minig is a minig which is al tifni al oivus. Don't just say, well, my father, my grandfather did this. This is a shlechte minig. We shouldn't be doing it. So we see Rabbi Suf Mishklov, one of the Gedoyle Hador, 200 years ago, Talmud Mivik of the Vilna Gaon, says, this is what people were doing. And he says, I cannot understand it, and I cannot justify it. I remember in Gates of Yeshiva, the Mashkiach, Ramatzius Salomon, Zeichat Tzadik Vrucha, he was always makpid on this. He would always put his talis and tefillin on. There was a room by the side, the Chedan Hola, that's where he would put his talis and tefillin on. He'd walk into the Beis HaMedrash always with his talis and tefillin. Oh, the Mash Rosh Yeshiva was always makpid to put his talis and tefillin on at home, and then he was driven in a car by somebody to the yeshiva. But these again, O Yechidim, I asked Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Weif, Zichron Levrucha, here about this. He told me he remembered the Satmaruf wasn't Makpid. The Satmaruf would come into the Beis HaMedrash, and he would put his talis and tefillin on the Beis HaMedrash. And similarly, I saw in a Sefer Le'ovdecho Be'emes about the Machanifke Rebbe. Zichron Levrucha was one of the great Tzaddikim who was known as a Gevaldige Medaktik Bahalucha. He would put his talis and tefillin on in the Beis HaMedrash. And I once asked the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Avrom Zelazan, Gesinkenstadt. I see he's not Makpid, so I asked him, why are you not Makpid? He told me my father, Reb Leib, was not Makpid, so I don't do it. So we need to understand why Takah, the Minhag HaOlam, for some reason, is that they are not Makpid. And Lechora, it doesn't seem to add up. The Heilige Rishnas Tata was called Reb Shulam Prabishta. And the R from Reb Shulam Prabishta, there are Hanhugas Seder Hayoim, which he wrote. And in his Seder Hayoim, he wrote as follows. Yikva mukoim letfilusoi. Every person needs to make, in the Beis HaMedrash, Chazal says a person has to have a mukin kaviyah. V'yilbash hatalis bebeis HaMedrash v'yaniach tefillin. And you should put your talis and tefillin on in the Beis HaMedrash. So, I see here, not only was he not makpid, he's telling us, Forget, come into the Beis HaMedrash, go to your Mukin Kaviyah, put your talis and tefillin on there, and we need to understand why. So from the Lushan of the Zoya Kudish, is Mashma, Lechoyra, that the problem is only because we need to say the Pusik, Ishtach Valheichal Kotshecho, Beyirusecho. So says Rabbi Yisham, you're walking into Shiel without your talis and tefillin, and you're saying this Pusik, you're being made Eidusheker, where's your Yerushamayim? So Ef Shetaka, it's not correct for us then to say the Pusik before we come in. Ef Shetaka, we should say the Pusik after we've come in. Once we've come in, then we should say the Pusik. Once we put our talis and tefillin on, and through that we'll get out of this problem. But that Eitzah also doesn't work. Why? Because the Lushan HaPusik is Vanibrov Chazdecho Ovoi. Ovoi means I'm going to go in. And if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah writes very clearly, before you come into Sheol, you need to say this Pusik, Azoi Shab, the Mishnah Berurah, Sim Mem Vov, and then afterwards, you go in. And Azoi Shteit in the Mugen Avroam, in Simon Sadi Gimel, he brings from the Zohar Kodesh, you need to say this Pusik before you go into Sheol. So it seems that Rabbi Yaakov Emden was bothered by this Kasha. And we know Rabbi Yaakov Emden often comes with very original Chedishim. Writes Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, Pusik ze usse loyma beloy talis tefillin. You're forbidden to say this Pusik if you're not wearing your talis and tefillin. On the other hand, we have a problem. We need to say this Pusik, it's correct to say this Pusik, before we walk into Sheol. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden now these words, Elamin hogeini she'ein loyv shematalis tefillin rak bebeis haknesses. He already calls it our minig. Most interesting. Says Rabbi Yaakov, and we have a problem because our minig is that we don't put a talis and tefillin on before we come into Sheol. He's already labeled this as, it's a Gemara Shein Aminig, this is the Aminig. So what are we supposed to do? Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you should change the Pusik. Instead of saying, Vani Brov Chazdecho Ovoi Beisecho, you should say this Pusik after you've come in, once you're wearing Talsin Tefillin, and you say, Vani Brov Chazdecho Busi Beisecho Eshtach Vol Heichel Kotshecho Beyirusecho. This is the Eitzah of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. We see from this how chomer this was in his eyes to say the Pusik without Talis and Tefillin. He said, you can't just leave it out, you need to say it. On the other hand, you can't say it, you haven't got your Talis and Tefillin on, say the Sheker. So he resorts to this gewaldige Pele Dike Chiddush to change a Pusik from Lushan Usid to Lushan Ova. Vanibrov Chazdecho Busi Beisecho. That's what I'm saying. It's a Pele. This is what Yaakov Emden tells us. But how can you say this Pusik if you're not wearing Talis and Tefillin? Eid Sheker. So of all the options, this is the best option that he gives us. This is the Pele Dike Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So I asked this question to Hagun Reb Heschel Schreiber, Zecher Tzaddik Levrucha, who was the Rav of Chassidei Beyan Etzel, who was just Niftan now, Sikkus, a few months ago, was a Gewaldiger Gaon and Poisik. And I asked him this question, why is the Welt not makpid on this halacha? And on the spot he said to me, this halacha only applied in the zmanim when one used to wear one's tefillin all day. When one used to wear one's tefillin all day long, and somebody comes into shiel without his talis and tefillin on, so it shows a lack of yirshamayim. Why are you not wearing a tefillin? You're supposed to be having on all day. Not only you're not wearing all day, but you're even coming into shiel without a talis and tefillin. It's like we would regard somebody today who would walk into shiel without a kapel on. Even somebody who's not from understands, als derech es, you don't walk into a shul if you haven't got a kapel on your head. Walking into shul without a kapel on your head is a sign of disrespect. When one used to wear talis and tefillin all day long, for a person to walk into shul without his talis and tefillin on, was lacking in Yerushalayim. Oh, but today that we don't wear our talis and tefillin all day long. We only wear it by davening. So he said to me, then it's not a problem. And I want to bring a raya to his yisod. I'm going to ask a question soon, but first of all, I'd like to bring a raya to his yisod. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Erchin, in Daf Beis, that Be'idun Rischa Manishan Al-Asei, in a time of Rischa of Midas Hadin Chas V'Shulam, the Rebbein Shem is manish not only for people doing Averis, but even for not doing mitzvahs. The Rebbein Shem is manish al asay. So if one doesn't wear tzitzis, although one wasn't over Avera by not wearing tzitzis, but says the Gemara, Be'idin Rischa, the Rebbein Shem will punish somebody. Why is he not wearing tzitzis? Zuktoisus there. Haini dafka ba'oison hayomim. The Gemara is only referring to the olden times. The kol atalises hoyibas arba kamfos, where all their garments were four-cornered garments. Then ika oynish la oysus shemeshana oysa leputa. Then there's an oynish of somebody who's deliberately not wearing a four-cornered garment in order to get out of wearing tzitzis. Avo bizman azeh sherov hatalises patirim. Nowadays, our clothes, they don't have four corners to them, that we are naturally putting tzitzis on them. We have to have a special talis to be mechanics of tzitzis. Ein oynish lemisha eina koina arba kamfos. There's no oynish. This Gemara no longer applies. Writes the Kozhel Avigon in his Tshivas Eretzvi as follows. The Gemara says, kol akoyre krishma beloi Tfilin, Kila Mayid Aidis Sheker. Because since Tfilin is mentioned in Krishma, so if you say Krishma, the Musha is coming Sofsman Krishma, you haven't yet said Krishma, you've got to say Krishma. Oh, but I haven't got my Tfilin on. Says the Gemara, oh, you made Aid Sheker. You can't say Krishma if you're not wearing a Tfilin. Zuk the Kozhel of Agon. I don't understand. Why is this halucha that is considered made Aid Sheker? We don't find this by other haluchas. For example, let's say, take every evening. Are you allowed to learn Hilchas Krishma before you've yet said Krishma shel arvis. If you're not allowed to learn Hilchas Krishma, how can you learn Hilchas Krishma if you haven't yet been mekanes a Krishma? If Shon Sikkus, you're not allowed to learn Hilchas Lilav before you're shokud Lilav. Why is that not considered? You're being made Eidah Sheker. I've got mitzvah of Krishma, but I'm not wearing my tefillin. Oh, made Sheker. Why should it be any difference? So zuk the Kozhel of Agun. The difference is as follows. The mitzvah to say Krishma by night is a one-off mitzvah. You've done it once, you've been yoitzer. The mitzvah to shokul lilev, you did it once, you've been yoitzer. The mitzvah of tefillin is you're supposed to be wearing it the entire day. So since you're supposed to be wearing it the entire day, so when you say this pusik, I'm asking you, so where is your tefillin? You're making a mockery. You're saying you're supposed to be wearing tefillin, you're not wearing it. Zuk the kozhel of agun, that's why it's kila made a sheker. Then he says, nearly bura, that this only applied bisman chazal, when they used to wear tefillin the entire day. When they used to wear tefillin the entire day, I could always ask the question, why are you not getting your tefillin on? But today, that we're makpid, we only wear tefillin by davening, because we're worried about gifnuki, we can't look after our tefillin properly. Therefore, zuk the kozhel of agun, it's no longer considered as if you're being made a disheker. Azoi shabda nearly bore. So let's go back again to the original halacha. The Zoya Kudish says that somebody comes into Sheol not wearing his talis and tefillin, and he says this pusik, it's ke'ila he's made a disheker. Because wear your talis and tefillin. Why are you not wearing them? This applied, bizman, when they used to wear them all day long. But nowadays they're not wearing our tefillin all day long. So therefore, it's no longer a problem. And it's interesting to note, as we mentioned before, Rabbi Sulvan Shklov writes that when he came there to litter, he saw that the Shliach Tzibba would only put his talis and tefillin on by Boruch Shoma, and he could before Boruch Shoma, and he couldn't understand it. This is actually written in the Sefer Mata Moshe, was one of the Friedrich Poskim. Writes the Mata Moshe, Harosh hoya menichon ben oizer yisul ben oite yisul besifora. The Rosh would put on his tefillin before he made the brucha oite yisul besifora. In order, oite yisul is going on, that's our crown. V'yesh noy hagem lanichem koidim boruch shoma. Writes the Mata Moshe, there are those who have the minute only to put the tefillin on before boruch shoma. V'nois nim tam ledova detzrichim gifnuki. They need a gifnuki. And therefore, ein lahem liyos ulav yoisa min hachiv. One shouldn't wear your tefillin, writes the Mata Moshe, more than the basic minimum. Because we're worried, perhaps you won't be able to have a gifnuki, perhaps you won't be able not to be Messiah das, so don't wear your tefillin more than the basic minimum. Now the Levish writes in Simon Ninches, that although Chazal say kala koir krishma beloi tefillin is kila made a desheker, but if you are oinus, for example, you are not able to put your tefillin on for whatever reason, then it's not a problem. So b'mukam oinus is not considered as if you're giving a desheker. Now the reason why we are no longer wearing our tefillin the entire day is because unfortunately we know ourselves, we are no longer on this madrega to be able to wear our tefillin the entire day and not to be Messiah Das. And therefore, although really we should be wearing our tefillin as well by Mincha, we don't even do that. We only wear our tefillin just by Shacharis. And even by Shacharis, there are people, says the Mata Moshe, who don't even wear it for all of Shacharis. They just wear the tefillin, just the basic minimum. Why are they doing this? This is because of their Yiras Shamayim. They're doing it because they're worried of the Kedishas HaTfilin. They're not going to be able to look after the Tfilin with the right Kedisha. So because of their Yiras Shamayim, they don't want to wear the Tfilin more than the basic minimum. So how can we now say that somebody comes into Sheol without his thousand Tfilin on, and he says the Pusik, he's being made a Sheker, because where are your Tfilin? The reason why he's not wearing his Tfilin is because of his Yiras Shamayim. So now we understand what Rav Shulam Prabishtra said, that a person should be koveya mukoim letfilusoi, v'sham, and over there is where you should put your talis on tefillin on. That means as follows, You could ask, we could still arrange it here. We could put tables outside, and everybody could put their towels and tefillin outside, and you come into shul with your towels and tefillin. We could do it. It could be done. So why do we see that Kehillas and Klal Yisrael are not doing it? The answer is, because when you put your tefillin on, tefillin is a mitzvah d'oraisa. When you do a mitzvah d'oraisa, you need to do it with kavuna, with hachuna. It's worthwhile saying the lushan of the Chai Udom in Klal Samaches. Writes the Chai Udom as follows. Kishiyetz alasus eza mitzvah. When a person wants to perform a mitzvah, lo yasa oisa bechipuzen ivapisim. Don't do it quickly, suddenly. Rak yishmoy v'yamtem v'yisyashiv b'du v'heitiv yechasa. Take your time, yishiv adas, slowly. What mitzvah I'm about to perform, to do it properly. And therefore, says the Chayudom, Zesh Yosti Loima, Hini Michene Mezim and Lekayim, whichever mitzvah we're talking about. Vizay Hiko Likrasa Lekechol Yisrael. Rutsa Loima, Shetuchin Atmechomi Koidim. Prepare yourself before you do a mitzvah. Vloiba Pesapis. Don't do it suddenly. Finishes off the Chayudom, Vekava Bechanti Benisoyin. I can tell you from practice. Kasha Sisi Mitzvah Bepisoyim. When I did a mitzvah suddenly, without preparation, I didn't end up doing it properly. So therefore, when a person comes to put his talis and tefillin on, he needs to say, Hini mechanim azimun. Think, what am I doing? Become a mitzvah, so say your tefillin. And the Bach writes, if you weren't mechaven, zeich litzitz mitzrayim, you weren't yoitzah properly, a whole shal if we are. But the Yevid Makiv, the Mishabri says, not Makiv, the Ruchlanei is Yochoshish. So you have to do it with the right kavuna. So if we're going to have tables outside, everybody's going to come in, and there's no mukim kavia, people can't do it with the right kavuna. See, if you can't do it with the right kavuna, that's not the way to be Mekama Mitzvah. Or you're worried that it's going to be made, Eidus Sheki, you're walking into Shiel without your tefillin on. Says Levish, when you're in the Oinus, there's no problem whatsoever. So therefore, with this, we have been miyashiv. Why the minhag olam today is we're not makpid on it. Reb Matzio Salomon, zechoy levrucha, he was different. Why? Because where did he used to put his talis and tefillin on? There was next to the Beis Hamikdash. There was a side room, a cheder hanahula. He had his own little room there. He would come into his little room there, the cheder hanahula. That's where he would put his talis and tefillin on. He had his place, his chair, his table, was a machayev. So then, when a person has that possibility, oh, there's something else. But most people don't have that possibility. So with this, we were meyashev, the minhag olam. Now, I wrote this whole shtickel a few years ago in the Kol HaTorah, which comes out. And I received a very strong letter from one of the very chushev rabbonim from London, Rav Basus Zolazang Zintenstark. And he wrote to me, I disagree totally with what you have quoted in the name of this Rav Agun of Shaiba, Zechoin Levrucha, then he was still alive, saying that today has changed because we're not makpid to wear tefillin the whole day, and this whole thing only applied in the olden times when... And he asked me a very, very strong kasha, which on first glance I was stumped. I didn't know what to answer. And he asked me as follows. Mi luni gudel fin the heilige Arizal. Now, it might come as a surprise to hear that the Arizal did not used to wear his tefillin all day. We would have taken it for granted. If anybody should be wearing his tefillin all day, of course, the Arizal. It's written clear in Pri Eitz Chaim that Reb Chaim Vital did not used to wear his tefillin all day long. And it's also written very clearly in Pri Eitz Chaim that Reb Chaim, that the Arizal did not used to be one of the Asura Rishonim to the Beis Hamedrash. Why? Writes Reb Chaim Vital as follows. The Arizal used to daven Vosikin. So he used to daven Vosikin. He was makpid to go out of his house wearing his talis and tefillin. Now, if he would have come to Shiel to be one of the Asur Rishonim, he wouldn't have been able to put on his talis and tefillin in his house. Because, since he'd done Vesikin, when he left his house, it wasn't yet daybreak, he could put his it was still too early to put his talis and tefillin on. So since it was too early to put his talis and tefillin on, if he would have been from the Asur Rishonim, he would stay at home And he would put his tiles and tefillin at home and then walk to Sheol, although through that he missed being from the Asur HaShoinim. Now this, to be from the Asur HaShoinim, is a Beferish Gemurah. The Gemurah says a person should always strive to be from the Asur HaShoinim. This is a Beferish Gemurah. And yet we see that Arizal gave up on that Gevaldige Hidda of not being Asur HaShoinim because he didn't want to walk into Sheol without his tals and tefillin. So he would stay at home to have to put his tals and tefillin. But Arizal didn't used to wear his tals and tefillin the entire day. And yet he was makpid not to come into Sheol without his tals and tefillin. So oy bazoy, the whole yisod, which I've just said, l'choira, is being disproven. So I'm no boki, unfortunately, in the Torahs who Arizal, but I did do a little bit of research, and it's actually interesting to note, it's true, Taka, that Arizal did not used to wear his tals and tefillin all day. He would put them back on again for Mincha. But having said that, writes Reb Chaim Vital in Shah HaMitzvahs, "Ze minig moi Rizal." This was the minig of my Rebbe, the Arizal. "Acha sheyutzu mibeis haknesus v'oichel achilusoi, hoye misatev betzitzus v'loi veish tefillin." When he would go home and he would learn, he would put his tefillin back on again. And the Shlua Kudish writes, "Matsusi bekisrei hakodesh de talmidei harizal." That somebody who wants to learn Kabbalah, writes the Talmid Arizal, there are 10 main conditions. Condition number 2 is tefillin v'tzitzis kol hayoim. Similarly, writes the Priyetz Chaim, Shem Narizal, "Surich shlo yasich da'atim na tefillin, bein bezman tefillin, bein kol hayoim kiloi. Imorizal hoye mazib bin yizem ma'oid ma'oid." If you want to wear tefillin all day, be very careful. Don't be masiach das. So what comes out from this is, it's true, Taka, that Rizal didn't used to wear his tefillin all day long. But when he was learning Kabbalah, he was makpid to wear tefillin. Because our pi Toiris HaKabbalah, you're not allowed to learn Kabbalah unless you're wearing your tefillin. So the Arizal, after he ate Shachris, he would wear his tefillin for many hours in the day. And for Mincha, again, he would wear his tefillin. So oy bazoy, you can't ask, therefore the kasha is answered. What was the kasha? The Arizal didn't wear his tefillin all day. It's true he didn't wear his tefillin all day, but he wore his tefillin for many hours of the day. So since he wore his tefillin for many hours of the day, so if he was to come to Sheol not with his talis and tefillin on, that would be a lack of respect. Because at home you're wearing your talis and tefillin. So why are you not coming into Sheol with your tefillin? Mashen, can we, who we only wear our tefillin, only in Sheol, only by Shachris, because we're worried we can't look after them properly. So then, for us, it's not a lack of respect coming into Sheol without a tassel. But if you feel that you can wear your tefillin at home for many hours every single day, then oy bazoy comes back the zelba problem. So therefore, it's true that Arizal didn't wear his tefillin all day. But since he wore many hours a day, so oy bazoy, he had to be marked with a little. I want to finish off with one final yesod, which is also in Santazach. Rafava Schneebag Zachon Levrucha from London, was from the Groyser Rabbunim. He was makpid always, like many of us do for practical reasons, that he would, every single day, he would take his talis and tefillin home with him, not to leave them in Sheol. And the next morning, when he came back to Sheol, he would come back carrying in his talis and tefillin. So although he had a place where he was the roof, visionist, he could have left them there, but every day he would take them home and every morning he would bring them back, which is what most of us do. Now, in the Sefer Pisgei Tshiva, this is a Sefer from before the war, was written by one of the very Chushva Ger Chassidim, Avrom Petrikovsky, quotes a Pela Dika Chiddush from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi was once asked the following Shala. Two people are walking into Sheol, about to walk into Sheol together. One of them is wearing his talis and tefillin, and the other one is carrying his talis and tefillin. Which of the two comes first, should go in first? You would ask us, say, what's the shal? It's not a shal. Of course, the one who's wearing his talis and tefillin, be mekayem the mitzvah. Zuk de Beis Halevi, a Chabaraya fin a Mishnah, Mesechus Neguim, in Pegid Gimel, that the one who's carrying his Talsus fin has got a Din Kadima. Why? The Gemara speaks there about somebody who goes into a house where there are Neguim, that he becomes Tomei. When does he become Tomei? Says the Mishnah, once, not the second he's walked into the house, he has to be there, Shia Kedei Achilas Pras, for a few seconds. And what about his Begudim? Says the Mishnah, if he's carrying the Begudim, they become Tomei instantly. If he's wearing the Begudim, they only become Tomei the same time as he does, after Shia Bechdei Achilas Pras. So you see from this Mishnah, says the Beis Halevi, that when a person is carrying his Begudim into the house, we look at them as a separate entity. When he's wearing them, they go after him. He has to wait Shia Kedei Achilas Pras, so that we look at the Begudim only came in after Shia Kedei Achilas Pras. But when you're carrying him, they came in straight away. So Zuk the Beis Halevi Apele Dikavot. So the fellow who's wearing his talus and tefillin, we only look at him as he's come into Shiel after Shia Kedei Achilas Pras. But the fellow is carrying his talus and tefillin in, he's straight away he brought them in. So we see here, there is a certain chashivas in carrying your talus and tefillin in to Shiel every morning. A person might think to himself, what mala is it in carrying a talus and tefillin? I'm not wearing them, so if I'm not wearing them, I didn't do anything yet. The mitzvah is to put on the talus and tefillin, not just to carry them. Yes, it's true. But we see here, carrying our talus and tefillin into shiel with us, hoten sich a gewisse mala. So although we are not being mekayim, the Zoya Kudish Kip, Shitoi, that we're not wearing our talus and tefillin to shiel, but nevertheless, one can't say when one walks into Shiel carrying a talus and tefillin, it's nothing, it's a gonish. No, you've come into Shiel every morning carrying your talus and tefillin. Zoch Hashivas, by the Rabbi Nishloilem, and the Ikiz, we should all be Zoicha to make a Nachas Riach to the Rabbi Nishloilem, Omen Ken Yerutzah. Amen.